Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, July 22nd, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of government and politics news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Lockheed Martin shares tumble on surprise program losses, slashing Q2 earnings. Lockheed Martin Corp shares plummeted 7.2% in pre-market trading after announcing over $1.6 billion in program-related charges, leading to a significant drop in second quarter earnings. Revenue fell short of expectations at $18.2 billion, with net earnings decreasing to $342 million, or 1.46 per share. The company cited cost overruns and performance issues, resulting in a $950 million charge on a classified aeronautics program. Despite the losses, Chairman Jim Teichlet reassured investors of Lockheed's vital role in global operations and long-term growth prospects. Cash generation also took a hit, with cash from operations dropping to $201 million and free cash flow turning negative at $150 million. Lockheed maintained its full-year guidance, projecting sales of $73.75 billion to $74.5 billion, but reduced the diluted EPS forecast to $21.92.
State Roundup. Maryland defends permit for offshore wind farm. What happened to Moore's support for reparations bill? The daring audit that sparked a reckoning over deaths in police custody. Maryland Department of the Environment is standing by the permit issued for a wind farm off Ocean City despite a challenge from the EPA. Governor Wes Moore's support for a reparations bill is in question after whispers suggest a change of heart. Maryland State Police are investigating the death of a 30-year-old inmate at North Branch Correctional Institution. An audit revealed that deaths in police custody should have been ruled homicides. Maryland continues to invest in electric school buses despite previous failures. President Trump's administration will release funds for before and after school programs benefiting 25,000 Maryland school children. Vice Admiral Yvette Davids faced challenges during her tenure at the U.S. Naval Academy. A lawsuit against Montgomery County Public Schools by an Islamic group can proceed. Beto O'Rourke urges Baltimore Democrats to mobilize for the 2026 midterms. Resistance rooted in fear and prejudice hinders efforts to expand drug treatment services in West Baltimore. FBI agent Eduardo Valdivia of Gaithersburg was found guilty of sex offenses after posing as a tattoo artist to lure young women.
Trump administration policies pose threats to Maryland's ambitious climate efforts. The Trump administration's policies are posing threats to Maryland's ambitious climate efforts. Federal funding cuts are impacting flood prevention in communities like Crisfield and research institutions across the state. President Trump's efforts to repeal state laws addressing climate change are replacing federal incentives for clean energy sources. Federal environmental agencies, including many in Maryland, are facing layoffs. This shift in federal climate policy is hindering Maryland's environmental and climate initiatives, potentially setting them back years. State officials are grappling with budget deficits and worsening weather patterns, like the Chesapeake Bay's health downgrade. The federal government's abandonment of support is forcing the state to find new ways to cover spending on climate projects, leading to increased fees and reduced grants. The Maryland-based Choose Clean Water Coalition warns that funding cuts could have a major impact on the state's climate restoration efforts. Trump's recent One Big Beautiful Bill Act removes incentives for clean energy and could challenge Maryland's Climate Solutions Now Act of 2022. The state's energy landscape and local control could be dramatically affected by federal executive orders targeting clean energy programs and wind energy projects. Federal and state agencies have not only lost funding, but also personnel, impacting Maryland's ability to carry out environmental work. the UMD Center for Environmental Science has implemented a hiring freeze due to federal cuts, while the EPA announced a significant reduction in force. Maryland is home to a large number of federal workers, including scientists and researchers, who play a crucial role in overseeing and funding the state's environmental projects. As Maryland navigates these challenges, state officials are making strategic decisions amidst rapidly evolving events.
Q&A with Giori Saldin, Executive Director of Florida's Children First. Giori Saldin, Executive Director of Florida's Children First, has dedicated her career to advocating for at-risk children and youth in foster care. Recently, Florida passed the Young Adult Housing Support Law, providing housing assistance to youth aging out of foster care and facing homelessness. This law prioritizes campus housing, expands access to housing vouchers, and simplifies the process for former foster youth to secure residential leases. By addressing housing instability, this law opens up post-secondary education opportunities for these young adults, giving them the stability needed to focus on academic and career goals. Florida Youth Shine, a youth-led organization, played a crucial role in advocating for this legislation, demonstrating the power of youth voices in creating positive change.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.